Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Day 14. Well done. Congratulations. That's 2 weeks doing the 30-day challenge. Today, I'm going to draw on experience and tell a story. I started a consulting firm after university. I did an MBA as a mature age student. When I sold my business, I went back and did 2 years full time at the Australian Graduate School of Management. I was 34 years old, divorced, going through a bit of a crisis in my life, and I wanted to study behavioral science, and so I did my MBA. And I did it full time, which was a big long 2 year stretch. At the end of that, I was employed by a company called Boston Consulting Group. As a consultant, I didn't last there very long. I didn't enjoy being employed. I'd been self-employed for the last 14 years. So really, there was no hope for either of us, even though I was qualified. So I started a consulting firm. My specialization was the ability to change a company and change a business in a very short period of time. That has always been what I've aspired to do, to make change fast. My secret weapon was the fact that I understood the three components of change, that those three components exist in a personal life, they exist in a business, and they exist in society. So let's talk about those three components. If you understand these three, you'll understand why people struggle with change. You'll understand, if you're going to make a change in your business, why it's really important to embrace the three of them. And you'll understand why sometimes change takes so long. So what I used to do with businesses, I would change three things at once: the strategy, the structure, and the culture. So many consultants specialize in changing strategy. You'll get strategy consultants coming to a firm and saying, I'm going to give you a new strategy. And with that new strategy, the company starts to go in a new direction. But then they suddenly realize that the structure of the company, who works where and who does what, is completely inappropriate for the change of pace or the change of direction the strategy is leading them to. So then they have to rearrange the people. By the time they've changed the strategy, rearranged the people, they realize that the culture of the people who are left and the people who are in the business belongs to a different era, and that era was the previous strategy. So if you make your company more, I don't know, customer focused, if you make it more product focused, if you change your company to more service delivered, this is a change not only of strategy, it's a change of structure, because the right people in the right jobs becomes the key element of it. We don't just retrain people overnight, but more importantly, the way people think becomes the criteria for whether or not your strategy is going to get in place. Now, classically, business leaders and business owners are very good at changing strategy. Let's change, because you can hire a consultant and do that over a weekend. They're clumsy, but they get it done. Change structure. Who should be in this job? Who we hire in? Who we hire out? But now we've taken, from the time we've made our strategy, we've taken months in order to put together, maybe even 6 months, put together the right people. By the time we've done that, we're 6 months down the track from the strategy that we thought we'd get into place in a month. We're now 6 months, and then people decide that they should run workshops and reinvent themselves as a culture. By the time they get that done, which is about 12 months down the track, they realize their strategy has become antiquated and they have to go back and revisit their strategy on their annual review. So getting strategy, structure, culture done all at once is the secret to speed. Now, personal change, if you change the words strategy, structure, culture, it's body, mind, spirit. Body, mind, spirit is the same as strategy, structure, culture. If you change a community, it's government, who's leading the governmental, the economics, and the ecology of the country, whether it's in an affirmative positive state of mind or negative and in a recession. When you change a community, as I've done a lot of work in Canada, changing communities, you've also got the same three. And typically what people like to do is compartmentalize. Let's work out what we're going to change. Let's start working on that. Then let's start working on what structure would bring that change into place. And then let's work on the culture. People work on their mind, then they work on their body, and then they work on their spirit. They body, mind, spirit. They work, maybe even start getting more healthy, working on their healing or getting their body in shape. Then they work on the mental aspects of it, the structural thinking of their brain, and then they work on their spirit. And so by the time they get the three of those put in place, the first one is out of kilter. So what's the secret? What's the secret to changing strategy, structure, culture all at once? Well, the answer is every business is led by a vision. And until the vision that of the business is able to engage the individual at their level of vision, then there's a separation between where the company wants to go and where the individual's willing to go. So it's very important in every organization to coach people into having some sort of personal ambition, personal vision, personal inspiration. And then give them the ability to link what they want in their life to what the company wants in its life, and work out how their job is getting them both engaged in what they want and engaged in where the company is going. Now, this process, it does sound a little clumsy at first, but the fact of the matter is you don't know somebody, you don't know a team member or an employee or someone in your business until you know their vision. Every human being has a vision. Some people's vision is a day long. They're panicking about what's not going to, or what is going to happen tomorrow. Some people's vision is a year out the track. They hope it'll happen and they've fallen asleep at the steering wheel waiting for what they want. And so it's not hard really when you sit down with a correct process and help somebody do a vision quest. And we have a philosophy at Inner Wealth which says link it or sink it, which simply means this. If you're about to do something, let's say you're about to put the clothes on the clothesline and your vision is to become an opera singer. If you can't link putting the clothes on the clothesline to opera singing, you'll do something to sabotage putting the clothes on the clothesline. You might fall down the stairs. You might find something else to do. You might get angry at someone for not doing it. The process of sabotaging what we're doing is very, very obvious when you come to think about it. We sabotage anything we can't link to our vision. We sabotage anything we can't link to our purpose. And if we think we don't know our purpose and we think we don't know our vision, just have a look around at the number of people who are sabotaging what they want. Now, those people will claim to be victims. They'll say, because of this, I didn't get what I want. But I don't believe that's true. I believe we sabotage anything we cannot link to our purpose, including marriages, including jobs, including our physical health and well-being. And what I have found in my life is that if I find a person in a conflict or having a conflict with their health, with their ambitions, with their mental health, with their relationship, with whatever it is, if I can actually get that person to express their purpose and vision, to put it on the table and write it down. And then I link whatever is being sabotaged to that purpose and vision, the sabotage goes away. And so engaging people fully at work, strategy, structure, culture, or at out of work, mind, body, spirit, requires absolute clarity and an inspired vision by the individual, a link between that vision and what you're asking them to do. And if you can link the two, you have an inspired individual. If you can't link the two, you have to motivate a person. Now, motivate means I'm going to dangle a carrot in front of someone. I'm going to say, if you move over and bite the carrot, you'll be happier. But if they're happy over here and they're not doing what I want, then I have to dangle another carrot. And that's high maintenance. When we spend a lot of energy and a lot of money managing and trying to get people to do their work, is because we're stuck in the old paradigm of motivation versus inspiration. Inspiration comes from the inside, where a person has a vision, they link it or sync it, and they go and do whatever you've asked them to do because they've got a connection between what they want in their life, what you've asked them to do, and what they're doing. Link it or sync it. So this is Chris Walker. You have a beautiful day. Talk about this in our daily coaching. Bye for now.